for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush has died in Texas. He was 94. The 41st president had battled a series of illnesses in recent years, bronchitis, Parkinson's, pneumonia, and sepsis, with numerous hospitalizations. But the biggest blow came on April 17th, when he lost his wife Barbara after 73 years of marriage. As a young Navy pilot, Bush's plane was shot down and he had to bail out over the Pacific. As a far older man, he would jump from planes again to celebrate his 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays. He was asked why he still skydives.
It feels good. There's an exhilaration. It sends a message all around the globe that just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The biggest news from the G20 summit in Argentina so far is the scratched meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. The president's most significant meeting now is the meeting planned with China's President Xi Jinping. China and the U.S. are embroiled in an escalating trade war, which is essentially a battle of tariffs. President Trump says he's open to a trade deal, but also says he's satisfied with the billions of dollars in tariffs aimed at fixing a trade imbalance between the two countries. An earthquake has rocked Anchorage, Alaska, and it was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something. And the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid abuse epidemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Broadway star joins the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star. But not today.
The Broadway star has won 3 Tony Awards, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.